entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
At the direction of President Biden, the Secretary of Defense has ordered the military to take steps to prepare for this, to ensure that we're postured appropriately, both in terms of being able to defend our forces and respond decisively as needed. Secretary of Defense has directed 2 carrier strike groups to the region, and we are now sending more air defenses to U.S. air bases in the region. Now, we know these groups are supported by the IRGC and the regime. We know Iran continues to support Hamas and Hezbollah. And we know that Iran is closely monitoring these events and in some cases actively facilitating these attacks and spurring on others who may want to exploit the conflict for their own good or for that of Iran. We know Iran's goal is to maintain some level of deniability here, but we're not going to allow them to do that. We also are not going to allow any threat to our interest in the region to go unchallenged. We demonstrated last week that we have and will use the military capabilities available to us to protect and defend those interests. And those capabilities are getting bigger and better every day.
Well, those are the words of John Kirby in a White House address. To me, again, this administration has just been so slow to condemn Iran. Now, you know, in the beginning days of Hamas, we don't see any evidence Hamas is tied to Iran in any way, that Iran's footprint, thumbprint, even their breath is upon the Hamas movement. And now they're full-throated, putting Iran into the mix. They suddenly are what? Responding to what we've already known anyway, and they feel they can't cover it up anymore? Because this administration was preparing to send another $65 billion to Iran? And again, I remind you, that was a $6 billion. That was a small amount of what they've been gathering ever since we lifted sanctions under the Biden administration, allowing oil to be traded with Iran, and there they've collected 100 plus million. You get the impression that every time something happens at the White House, it's a knee-jerk reaction. And the first knee-jerk reaction is deny, deny, if it's going to make us look bad. All Democrats have learned that at the feet of Bill Clinton. Deny, deny, deny. And they're very good at it. We got a lot to break down over the next 2 hours. Glad to have you with us. You're in the first hour of Larry Connors USA. Every day we're here for you, Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we're also streaming for you at News Talk STL, Facebook, and Twitter, Larry Connors USA, Facebook, and Twitter, and, of course, on Rumble. You can always catch the audio and our video. And if you can't catch and watch at that time, I understand. So we make everything available for you at LarryConnorsUSA.com. You will not miss a thing. And here's another little tip. Subscribe. Push the subscribe button. It'll be sent directly to you. You won't miss anything. No charge, and we do not sell your information. And the other little tip, share with your friends, family, to make sure they're included. And even your enemies. Why the hell not? Let them also know what we're doing here. Glad to have you on board with us. So again, here's a White House communications official, John Kirby. Note something here also. They don't send KJP, who is a official White House spokeswoman, out to speak about this, because she would be totally incompetent, so they send John Kirby. And he pointed out that recently we know Iran's, in fact, he said in that very same statement, we know Iran is closely monitoring and in some cases actively facilitating attacks. They've now crossed the bridge, haven't they? Well, while we've had congressional members and students and generally those uninformed constantly calling for Israel to cease fire, quit hitting Gaza. You're killing a lot of innocent civilians, and that is true. But that's not the intent of Israel. They are using precision-guided attacks, taking out Hamas leaders and munitions, but they also hide under the bassinets of children and behind the skirts of women. So unfortunately, to get to them, they're going to be those casualties. But they don't care. The more that are killed by Israel, the more Hamas gets support from those in this country, including members of Congress, who should be called out, and this president has not called them out directly, by name, chastising them, as he should. And yet all the time they're calling out for that, what happened late yesterday, into the evening hours, actually, in Israel, they caught Hamas trying to come ashore, coming by sea, and they killed them. You want to cease fire? Free, first of all the prisoners, and turn every Hamas member over. Now, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel retired. Air Force Brigadier General Spaulding, now retired, says Hamas has no interest in negotiating.
What the Hamas is doing basically is buying time to fortify, to rearm and get prepared for this invasion. So it's not like they're negotiating in good faith. They're negotiating for a reason, and that's really to kill more Israelis eventually when they invade. So I understand they're upset, and you know, I don't see these prisoners coming back, all of them coming back. Maybe some of them will, but what Hamas is going to do is trade that time to get ready to kill even more Israelis as they invade.
They know exactly how to play the game. And they have seen, because of the idiots in this country, they have support here, even inside Congress, Tlaib, Omar, and at various universities. Last night at George Washington University, students were projecting messages onto a school library, basically glorifying Hamas terrorists who had beheaded babies, raped teenage girls, murdered 1,400. One of these statements is divestment from Zionism, genocide. Now, they're blaming Israel for all the issues, of course. Again, that's part of their playbook. There's an Israeli defense major. They did not release his full name, probably fearing repercussions directly against his family, because he showed his face in an interview. And he says, those of you who are not facing Hamas now, there could come a day.
We're realizing that Hamas is a huge problem, not just to Israel, for the world. The horrific crimes that Hamas has done showed us his true face. And we understand that extremist fundamentalism like that, now it's in Israel, tomorrow it's in another place in Europe or in the USA. So when they ask for a peace for a ceasefire, I don't know what does it say. You just saw a movie of Hamas terrorists trying to get to Israel from the sea, from the Mediterranean, and only one reason, to kill and slaughter more innocent people.
That is their only reason. They live to kill Israelis, Jews, and eventually Americans. Back to Air Force Brigadier General Spaulding, he says, we are seeing not only Hamas, but Hezbollah, Russia, China, they're all seeing an opportunity, and we've discussed this before, to stretch U.S. forces.
I think the whole plan here is to overwhelm the Americans' ability to support all of these conflicts. So, again, it's not just about, you know, what's happening in the Middle East. The Chinese are basically using their proxies, and don't forget, they're also, you know, running into ships in the Philippines. And so you're starting to see a widening of this global Cold War, and what it's designed to do, I believe, is eventually bankrupt America and prevent us from actually being able to support all of our allies.
And when our allies don't see us there to support them, then they get a little waffly. Well, we want to be on the living side, not under the ground. We had a U.S. warship in the Red Sea, according to John Kirby of the White House, intercept missiles fired by Houthi terrorist groups in Yemen, again, backed by Tehran. We know that was last week. And they've seen, again, removing Houthis from the official list of U.S.-designated foreign terrorist organizations were done by Biden in the first months of his presidency. He said, all these people don't need to be on that list. Take them off. And here they come again. And I call on the president to take every foreign exchange student in this country that is from one of these terrorist nations, and especially those espousing death to Israel, to kick them out of the country. In the meantime, they continue to put these signs up at George Washington University and elsewhere. Free Palestine from the river to the sea. That'd be from the River Jordan all the way to the Mediterranean. If you did that, there would be no Israel. This president is, again, slow to react if he's ever going to. On another issue, speaking of the president, the House Oversight and Judiciary Committee continued digging into the Biden family dealings, the most recent, of course, showing that $200,000 check from James Biden to his brother, Joe Biden.
If this loan does not have interest charged to it, then would that be considered a taxable gift? And other factors may come into play, but yeah, is it a taxable gift?
I don't know the amount. For example, there is a
well, I used $200,000.
Okay, fair enough. Again, at risk of walking through a hypothetical where I don't know the facts, as a general matter, yes, there's a tax. You're describing a situation that may have a taxable event.
What a slobbering response from IRS Commissioner Daniel Wefer in response to North Carolina Congresswoman Carolyn Fox. If it's a loan and there's no interest, well, then is that a taxable? Well, I don't know the particular. You know a $200,000 check exists. It's been presented. You've seen it. They try again to try to step around it. But James Comer, chair of the House Oversight Committee, says we do know this.
Well, the American people are going to hear a lot about Jim Biden over the coming weeks from the House Oversight Committee. We knew a lot about Hunter Biden because he left a laptop lying around. And our first subpoenas have been focused around Hunter Biden, shell companies and things like that. We built up a case to where we can actually acquire Jim Biden's bank records. I subpoenaed those 3 weeks ago and have them in possession. Now, that check you just displayed on the screen was one check that Jim Biden wrote to Joe Biden. Now, the White House is claiming it was a loan. I don't believe it was, Maria, but regardless of whether it was or not, we traced how Jim Biden paid the money back to Joe Biden. Either he paid him back $200,000 or paid him $200,000. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, does it? It's, again, part of the shell trick. Move things around under the shell. Where is it now? Number three, no, you missed again. We'll move the shells. Number two, you missed again. But Comer says this we also know when it comes to Joe Biden.
Joe Biden is $200,000 better off because of an influence peddling scheme that his brother led with a company called AmeriCorps Health, which was a failing healthcare company, where Jim Biden went to them and said, because of my last name, Biden, and because of my brother's contacts in the Middle East, I can help you get all the capital you need to get out of financial trouble. That is influence peddling 101, Maria, and that is how Jim Biden got the money to pay Joe Biden that $200,000. So what we proved since I've been on your show last is that Joe Biden benefited financially from his family's influence peddling schemes.
That's James Comer speaking to Maria Bartiromo. And that last name, influence, try this. Why don't you try this? Hey, I know Larry Connors, and I can get you a lot of influence with him. Give me $200,000. Let me know how that works for you, because maybe we'll start our own little scheme. It's not going to. It works because of the Biden name. We all know that. So Maria had a question for James Comer.
An oversight staffer, an oversight committee staffer who is a Democrat, says that there is evidence of Joe Biden giving a loan to James Biden. New York Post columnist Miranda Devine posted this on X. Well, why doesn't the White House release the supposedly exonerating bank record instead of continuing to stonewall? Have you seen anything to indicate that there was an actual loan for some reason?
No, and they're lying. The Democrats on the House Oversight Committee, led by Jamie Raskin, have lied so many times. They walked out and said that there wasn't a 1023 that indicated Joe Biden took a bribe. I mean, everything they have told the press has been a lie. Jamie Raskin's the biggest liar in this building. So what the White House is going to do, they'll produce something once they know exactly how many checks I found addressed to Joe Biden. Wow. But at the end of the day, there's no document that shows there was a loan.
Now, two things. The 1023, he's talking about that FBI informant form that Jamie Raskin and others done. Now, there's no such thing. No, there was an FBI informant form. An informant they have trusted for years, paid a lot of money to, saying he was aware of money given directly to the Biden family. Oh, it's hidden in the midst of these shell companies. But that was an existing form, which Jamie Raskin said, no such thing. And here's the other part of the thing that Comer just brought up. They will respond to whatever we put in front of them. But what they should be doing, if there's nothing to hide, why don't they bring everything out? So here are all the checks, what you're going to find in the bank statements, because they know what they're going to find. Present it and say, here's an explanation of this. They're not going to respond, not going to admit to anything until you slap them in the face with it. And then suddenly, oh, for that, we have an excuse. I mean, we have an explanation. It's an excuse and an explanation. James Comer.
The Democrats on the Oversight Committee, they get the same stuff that I subpoena. When I subpoena something, Maria, they make two copies, one for me, the Republicans, and one for the Democrats, Jamie Raskin. So if they had the darn document, they would have showed it. This is another example of their lies, and the media takes it, Fox and not Fox Business, but they take it. They say, oh, well, that solves this question. This was a loan. They don't have any documentation to prove it, but they will produce something, Maria. They will pull something out of their rear end that says they had a loan.
Wow.
But at the end of the day, we proved that the money to pay Joe Biden came from an influence peddling scheme.
Hey, if you and your brother get into the cookie jar and the chocolate chip is all over your face, you're smart to wipe it off and put it on your brother's face, because then he's the culprit, not you. And that's what they would do here. They'll find some way out. In the next hour, how jumps in crime are having blue city mayors calling for more police and laws. Perfect example, D.C. And up next, Freedom of Information Act revealing some documents showing Dr. Fake and others knew about the issues with the vaccines. They knew. Naomi Wolf will be my guest. That's coming up when we continue. You don't want to go anywhere. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Hundreds of homeowners and businesses had or will have water main breaks. Wellington Environmental has a warning. You can clean up the water, but if you're not checking areas where the water leaked in the walls where you can't see it, you could end up exposing your family, your employees, your clients to hazardous mold. Wellington Environmental reminds you, if that mold is not detected, properly treated, removed, that is a risk, a liability you do not want. Wellington clients, including hospitals and schools, trust Wellington to make their environments safe. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930, AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, 314-644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
What if everything you thought and believed to be true about owning and buying your home turned out to be wrong?
Straightforward, objective advice on the right way to make the most out of every dollar you put into your home.
We're the only country that has one of those. Most other countries, considering like Canada, the UK, they don't have long-term fixed-rate mortgages like that. They're all variable-rate mortgages.
HomeWise with Michael Midget, Sunday mornings at 9 on News Talk STL.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps in the afternoon.
Horace, Americans individually have lost over $4,000 in income and over $7,000 where you have a household with both parents working.
It shouldn't be, it's the economy, stupid. We should just say, stupid! It's the economy. Unbelievable the devastation that Americans are feeling.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps, weekdays at 3:30
on News Talk STL.
This is Christina Strait with Strait Realty reminding you why pay more than four. In 2003, we had a dream to start a real estate company that would revolutionize the real estate market. Now, 20 years later, after navigating through the many markets' ups and downs, we know exactly how to help you in this challenging time. I'm Christina Strait, owner of Strait Realty. Don't give away your hard-earned equity. Give us a call today, 314-441-4444, 314-441-ALL-4s. And remember, why pay more than four?
Strait Realty is a licensed broker in the state of Missouri.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Dr. Naomi Wolf is back with us. And first of all, welcome back. Glad to have you.
I'm so glad to be back.
Now, I've got to go back because we had you on a couple of weeks ago, but this was right after the Hamas attack. And you being Jewish American, I wanted to get your impact on it. So we got off the subject I'd planned. We're going to focus on that today, but since the attack and everything you've seen happen, even inside this nation, members of Congress calling for a ceasefire into Gaza and saying that Israel is the creating genocide, I'd like to get a quick response from you on that those points.
Oh, dear. I did not know that we would be discussing this. Well, I may be a very frustrating interviewee because I just feel that there is no simple approach and simplistic approach to the conflict in the Middle East, that it requires, very delicate diplomacy, and that it doesn't help when, from superpowers like the United States, people who are not in Israel and not in Gaza are, lecturing either the Israelis or the Gazans right. about what they do, apart from the reminder, which I always stick to, that makes everyone angry at me, that everyone needs to abide by the international rules of war and not involve civilians.
Yeah, and at the same time, Hamas last night tried an attack by sea. So for our Congress members, Omar and Tlaib, others who are saying Israel is to blame, and they're still yelling it, and we've got folks on campus that are students from foreign countries that support this kind of stuff, pushing the same propaganda. I'm ready to kick them out of the country.
Okay.
Well, you're not going that far with me, all right.
Well, like, when you're in Israel, like, I've lived for many years in Israel, and Honestly, I'm just going to be frank, Israelis get frustrated with Americans knowing what's best for Israel. It's a very, very, very delicate.
Well, I'm looking at what's best for the U.S. It's freedom of speech, but if they're here fomenting terrorist activities and supporting it, I'm done with them.
Well, but, okay. I agree there are laws against calling for violence. There are already laws against calling for violence, but think about the slippery slope. Like, we lived through 2003, right? When we were 9/11, as we should have been. We were so upset. We invaded the wrong country. We, you know, held Muslim Americans, peaceful Muslim Americans across the country, you know, without charge or trial in violation of our own constitution, in the guise of defending us against terrorism. Our own rights were dialed down. You know, the NSA started spying on random Americans unconstitutionally. Guantanamo remained open. The National Defense Authorization Act was passed in 2012 that allowed, you know, basically allowed any president to lock up any American without charge or trial if they interviewed someone connected with terrorism, you know, allegedly. And we've seen with this FBI that literally anyone, and Bush's FBI, right, it's nonpartisan, anyone can be called terrorist. Parents who care about not having weird sexual books in their kids' school can be called terrorists, you know? So I really caution, like, I wrote an essay, that's why I said you'll be frustrated with me. It's so satisfying to say, like, go in and liquidate them, you know, whoever you are, right? Or kick them out of the country or, you know, whatever the reaction is. But I wrote an essay called Please Calm Down. Because
I haven't read it, obviously. I will do so.
Fine, but it's like these crises, they're real crises, right? And they have real things that need to be done. I would say always diplomacy, ideally, rather than escalating war. But having said that, the theater is in the Middle East, but the theater is also the rest of the world. And a lot of people, including the military-industrial complex, want Americans to be frothing at the mouth. We're not so thrilled about Ukraine. They want another war that, you know, will get behind so that they can make a lot of money. And so everyone just needs to calm down.
To that extent, I fully agree. And I did not want to overburden you with that subject again. And you're, and many of your words I fully agree with. Let's go back to the subject we originally tried to set up for you, and that you put out a piece the other day. This would have been October 3rd, right before the Hamas attack, basically, about the FOIA report, Freedom of Information Act, had unveiled various papers showing that Walensky and Fauci and Dr. Collins and 15 White House media members, with emails that were even 80% redacted, were showing that they were basically, they knew the injections were unsafe, and they doubled down on them.
Right. Yeah, it's really shocking. So your audience may recall from the last time I spoke with you that we have an amazing project of 3,250 doctors and scientists and nurses and biostatisticians and medical fraud investigators, experts, who are reading through the 450,000 Pfizer documents released under court order. And they have issued 89 reports showing the greatest crime against humanity ever. And so two of the most recent reports are also via a lawyer of ours, Ed Berkovich, who FOIA'd the CDC for the word myocarditis. And he got a tranche of emails. It's now the fourth tranche of emails. And the last two reports we ran show that in April and May of 2021, the White House was confronted with the fact that there were major reports of heart damage, myocarditis, pericarditis, heart damage in teenagers who had been healthy, and also blood clotting issues, blood clots, lung clots, leg clots, and a disease called thrombotic thrombocytopenia, which is, again, a blood disease, emerging in the wake of mRNA injections. And instead of doing the right thing and pulling these injections off the market and making an announcement to the American people that they were unsafe and causing these serious, sometimes fatal conditions, what these emails show is the White House freaking out at the highest levels. And the White House communications team, which is like the people who decide what the president will say, and what the vice president will say, and what all the agencies will say, driving a, quote, script, which is fully redacted, and looping in Dr. Walensky, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Collins, all of the most senior people who then parroted this script to cover up the damage.
Let me put a context in here and get your response. You know, if you look up, I don't know if you have bothered to look, look up your name on Wikipedia, you know one of the first things they list you with? Being an American feminist, author, journalist, and conspiracy theorist.
I am aware of that.
Yeah, so they're saying everything you just told me, oh, it's all part of a conspiracy.
Well, I mean, you know, honestly, as a journalist at the highest level of every major news outlet for 35 years, I'm a little, annoyed transparent character assassination, because all people have to do is click through and they can see the emails for themselves. They're linked. The emails are right in the report.
Well, you say it is so huge, I hope you're sitting down. Dr. Fauci lied and lied and lied subsequent to these crisis meetings. They knew they were lying.
They knew they were lying, but think what else they did in 2021. Later in 2021 came the mandate. Later in 2021, this administration allowed whole states like California to force kids to be injected with this, that they knew heart damage, in order to go to school.
Right.
You know, forced our soldiers and sailors to be injected with it. They knew. And the second tranche of emails is even more horrific. It shows that Dr. Rachel Levine, that the transgender doctor.
With the Admiral uniform. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. She's driving the whole thing. She seems to be the boss of Dr. Walensky. And in this tranche, there's actually a template for POTUS, and that means President of the United States, to surface major intel to him from these discussions. So that means Biden was looped in to these discussions. And in these discussions, they have heard from the American Association of Pediatricians that myocarditis in teens and young adults is not mild, it's not transient, it doesn't resolve, and that it takes the whole family managing it with a whole team of doctors, right? That's not what you heard about myocarditis in 2021 from these people. It's the opposite, remember?
Right.
They said it was mild transient. So what is Dr. Walensky doing when they're all discussing serious, if not fatal, heart damage in teens? She sends an email to a colleague in relation to Dr. Paul Offit, who's being invited to join as a, you know, talking head. And she said, well, I don't know him. You know, I don't know him personally, but I've long been an admiring fan, dot, 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 blushy, smiley face, emoticon. So she's flirting, right? She's taking time to flirt when there's a discussion at the highest levels about severe heart damage to teenagers, and then they lied about it to the rest of the American people.
Now, a lot of it is redacted, as you said, but there's enough out there to see all the linkage, and there's really been no defense from them since, and they still say, well, Dr. Fake even said one time, we can't tell people what to do. We can't order them to get it. But they were doing it, even if they just said the CDC suggests. When they say suggest, right, it means it's an order, and the last 30 seconds are yours.
No, well, you're exactly right, and that's for legal reasons. And Dr. Robert Malone and others predicted that they would say, go and force you. Because now the lawsuits are coming. There's another huge story this week that there's adulteration of fragments of DNA and simian virus 40, which is a carcinogen, and plasmids grown in E. coli in the injection. 26 vials have found this in the injection. Health Canada, their CDC, confirmed that it's there, and it wasn't disclosed to them. Point being, now the lawsuits can emerge apace. They're saying that to avoid being, if not taken.
And there's a lot more yet to be uncovered. Naomi Wolf, right, again, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Take care. We'll do it again. Governor Newsom goes to China. Why? Oh, why not? I mean, let's sell green and cuddle up to the Chinese.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I have only one recommendation for you when it comes to jewelry, Vincent's Jewelers. I've had Vincent's custom make some pieces for me. I've bought quality pieces right out of the case. Vincent's locally owned, supporting local charities for more than 42 years. Check their website daily for new items or specials. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Give Vincent's a chance for your business. Vincent's, my only jeweler. You can spend a lot of restless nights trying to figure out how you're going to make all those credit card payments. Why not consolidate all your debt into one manageable payment? My friends at Homestead Financial Mortgage can help with a cash-out refinance. Contact them today. Take the first step in regaining your financial freedom. Use my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. Take charge of your financial future. Go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com.
News, analysis, opinion.
USA, USA. That's a big game, man.
President Xi is really losing control.
People in China didn't ask me about people mowing each other down in a mall.
This is News Talk STL.
It is their responsibility.
Hate is a metastasizing agent.
We're all keeping a close eye on this.
Illegal immigration is crazy right now.
This United States is not being overrun.
News Talk STL.
It is a crisis at the border without question.
At NewsTalkSTL.com.
I really, really enjoy a great cigar and a premium whiskey. And if you do, you should join me at Lit Cigar Lounge in the district off Highway 40 in Chesterfield. Lit is open to everyone, but I decided to become a member. You can too. Get special gifts, special events. Ladies, don't be intimidated. Bring a group of girlfriends. You'll also enjoy Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit also has a cigar and tobacco shop on Main Street in Old St. Charles. LitSTL.com. Lit. STL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My purpose of the trip is to discuss the issue of low carbon green growth, to talk about strategies, to share ideas and idealism around our transition and our efforts to decarbonize our economy.
California Republicans slamming the governor's trip to California, with Congresswoman Michelle Steele saying, quote, Governor Newsom's effort to cozy up to the Chinese Communist Party is delusional.
I think that's exactly right. That is a Fox Business report on Governor Gavin Newsom, the man who would be president if he had his way, going to China to shake hands with the premier of China. And he's graciously received and shaking hands, and he's talking to several other Chinese officials. And he said, my purpose is in many ways to let you know we're on board with green, and we with you will help make the world a better place. And behind their smiles and their eyes, they're thinking, we got another idiot in the room. And he's from California. You think he actually could pull anything off over the Chinese? Come on, Governor Newsom. He can't even pull off what he's trying to do with his own people in his state. As you heard mentioned, that numerous California representatives who are Republican, yes, there are Republicans in California. They're a minority. They don't have a lot of voting effort block overall in Congress, but they're there. But at the same time, they're all under the heel of Newsom and the rest of the liberals when you get down to it. You heard him mention Congresswoman Steele. She's in the 45th Congressional District since 2023, had been, and previously representing the 48th District from 21 to 23. Part of that was redistricting. But at the same time, she's not the only one who says that there's nothing to be gained by him going other than his own persona and his ego. And we all know people like that. That whatever they do, look at me. Look at me. Look at what I'm doing. What would be the purpose of him going for any other reason? He's not going to make any alliances with China and his state of California. He may think California is a different country than the USA. It's not. And many times we might wish it were. California really is a beautiful city. I mean, a state. It's beautiful in many ways. And there are a lot of good people in California. And there's some that are trapped in between. And now, the way they have been treating homeless and drugs, it's become a hellhole in many places. I can't imagine anybody wanting to stay there. Mark Wahlberg, the actor, had moved his family out of California years ago, got out of Hollywood. He says, not good for my kids to be in this environment. They moved to Vegas, Las Vegas area. First of all, it's a lot cheaper. And even then, he since has decided to downsize from what they first bought, but still kind of has to be because of his notoriety and the fact that a lot of folks know him and a possible threat to his kids. He has to have additional security. But he's just trying to let them be kids. He did not want them growing up in that climate that exists for many children in California. Walking on their way to school, watching people pass out in front of them, stumbling around, zombied out on drugs, and nobody does anything about it. In the San Diego area, kids on school buses going to their school in the morning, they're passing an area where women are out there baring their breasts, wearing nothing more than thongs, trying to entice Johns to come behind the door for a while and we'll give you a quick fix. You give me something so I can get a fix. That's all in front of these kids. Somebody told me the other day that there's a business, as you know, in California, they have a law basically that unless you steal anything more than $1,000 value, they're not likely to press charges. And even if they do, you probably won't face much repercussion, if any jail time. But one merchant had decided to label everything in the store $1,001 or $1,045 or something like that. What? This can of shaving lotion is $1,012? You take it to the counter because you're a customer, we're going to give you a $1,000 discount. But if you steal and run out, you stole more than $1,000 from my store. Everything in here is marked up. That's a cool concept. Maybe they need it. But back to Newsom going to China. Another California congressman, Daryl Issa, voicing his distaste for the whole idea.
Well, I'm glad he's not president, but he certainly has that ambition. And remember, the Chinese use visits at this level for propaganda. So the idea that America's more interested in climate change from the world's number one consumer of coal, the number one buyer of Iranian oil, works to their favor because they can talk about their production of green energy and California's desire to go all green, even if it causes California to have an exodus, as it does, of over 400,000 of its citizens every year.
Yeah, they're leaving the state rapidly. The New York Times reports it this way. Gavin Newsom on climate mission to China meets with Xi Jinping. And the way the governor's office in California put it up, Governor Newsom meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Isn't that just fabulous? And then they got pictures of them sitting together. Newsom with his legs properly crossed, his hands folded on his leg. Xi's kind of sitting there with his legs spread wide apart, shirt open, leaning back, acting like, oh, we're just good old buddies here. And they made it very clear that the reason Newsom was going to China, he's on a week-long visit to China at negotiating climate partnerships. Let me get this straight. He goes to China and he forms a relationship with Chinese on going green. My state will go green. We're going to get rid of gas-powered cars by 2035. All of this will be green. So you and me, she will be comrades. Oh, I shouldn't use that word. Brothers. Right? And you'll be doing everything over here. Do you even imagine that if California did all that, that it would change anything in the environment? Of course it wouldn't. This is as much of a dog and pony show as you're ever going to see. I'm telling you, I've been to some wild circuses. I've seen goat roping contests. I've seen train wrecks, and they will not compete with this supposedly great experiment of bringing the U.S. closer to China when it's really the state of California, and he represents only them, no one else. But he would be if he were president. He has views on doing so, as your Congressman Darrell Issa say. The only good thing about it is he is not president. But if you're looking for people hiding in the shadows nearby, just in case Biden should take a fatal trip down the stairs, or Kamala Harris realizes she's not going to get anything anyway. Newsom's trying to put himself in a position. Look, I'm a savior. I understand all of this. You don't understand anything other than how to play up you. And that's what he's been doing. John Kirby made some remarks at the UN. And in the beginning of this hour, we had some remarks from him in general to reporters about how we're going to deal with Iran. We recognize their handprints are all over what's happening. Finally admitting that. And he also made that kind of an open declaration at the UN, which should have been done weeks ago. But his remarks at the UN stating to other nations, yes, Iran is behind Hamas. They are tied into them. It's all acknowledging this too late, too little. And one listener related all of this to the great Tolstoy novel, War and Peace.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want to give someone something which they will really enjoy? Give them a Cafe Napoli gift card. You pick the amount, and they pick which of the Cafe Napolis they want to visit. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Cafe Napoli in Town and Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C. The Napoli gift card. It's the perfect gift for anyone, or your entire office. Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The United States does not seek conflict with Iran. We do not want this war to widen. But if Iran or its proxies attack U.S. personnel anywhere, make no mistake, we will defend our people, we will defend our security swiftly and decisively.
So he said to the United Nations, as if we really are awake now and we're aware. And, of course, we're just talking about how China is watching all this unfold and how they are really lording over Iran as well. And Iran's lording over Hamas and Hezbollah. And Russia's looking for its place in the conflict somewhere in addition to Ukraine. And my director, Quentin, also noted that China knows they're going to invade, he thinks, maybe before 2035, before California ever gets around to no cars running on gas. And he said Quentin says, in my opinion, they're going to act like they agree with the terms, lower our guard a little bit more, and then attack. Which brings us to what my listener had sent me. I'd asked if I could use his name. I hadn't heard back from him, so I'm not going to use his name. But he's someone of influence, someone I trust. He made a reference to, in fact, sent me a quote from War and Peace. Now, War and Peace, if you recall, if you remember literature, Maybe you didn't know it in total and didn't read it. I can understand. Not all of us got into it that much. It's a literary work, obviously, by a Russian author, Leo Tolstoy, set during the Napoleonic Wars. Now, this is when, it, by the way, first published in 65, I should say, published in its entirety in 1869, dealing with the Napoleonic era within Russia, detailing how the French were invading Russia and what happened afterwards. And my friend, the listener, writes, he said, this was written in the 1850s, but human nature never changes. No reason to expect this time is any different. And here's some of the quote from the novel itself. With the enemy's approach to Moscow, the Muscovites' view of their situation did not grow more serious, but on the contrary, became even more frivolous, as always happens with people who see a great danger approaching. At the approach of danger, there are always two voices that speak with equal power to the human soul. One, very reasonably, tells a man to consider the nature of the danger and the means of escaping it. The other, still more reasonably, says it's too depressing and painful to think of the danger. Since it's not in man's power to foresee everything and avert the general course of events, and to think about it is unpleasant, in solitude a man generally listens to the first voice, but in society maybe to the second voice. Again, this is part of War and Peace, written back in the 1800s. A man generally listens to the first voice, recognizing there is a danger and need to escape it, but then also listens to the other voice that says, can't really do anything about it, so think about what is pleasant. So, it was now with the inhabitants of Moscow, looking at the invasion coming. It was long since people had been as gay in Moscow as that year. They were so happy, they're living with everything ahead of them. The whole world would be their jewel. They had no fear. Oh, yes, they are advancing on us. They're coming. But if we acknowledge that, then we have to hide or fight or live in fear. So if we ignore it, maybe it goes away. Those last comments from me, not from the book War and Peace. But my listener adds, as I stated previously, human nature never changes. There's no reason to expect this time is any different from all the other times. The vast majority will continue to do nothing and ignore reality until reality touches them directly. Where do you stand in the midst of all this? Do you acknowledge that not only our nation, but the world is at a precipice and we need to really be doing something about it? Or let's just clink our glass of champagne and continue enjoying the good times while we can. And time is short. Second hour coming up, reminding you of our pledge, one nation under God.